KQED.
Nurse assistants and home health aides provide intimate care, bathing, feeding, and dressing the elderly, disabled, or ill. It's a vulnerable population. So what happens when an abusive caregiver hurts a patient? An investigation with the Center for Investigative Reporting finds state regulators let many complaints sit for years, even when they involve severe injuries or deaths. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim has the first of two stories this week.
Elsie Fossum's nieces and nephews say she was the aunt you wanted to have.
She gave us our first car.
It was a 59 Ford Galaxy 500 with massive fins on it. And it was two-tone paint, pink or coral, whatever you want to call it, and white with gold hubcaps and stuff. It was just something else.
Sitting in the sun-dappled back room of his lakeside home in Minnesota, Jim Fossum and his sister Janet Flynn remember their aunt, a librarian and teacher who never married or had kids.
She would come for the summer with this tiny Samsonite suitcase, and she would be impeccably dressed, mixing and matching, and her hair was always done. She was always looked wonderful.
On the morning of July 3rd, 2006, Elsie Fossum lay in a pool of blood on the floor of her bedroom at Claremont Place, a Los Angeles area assisted living facility where 95-year-old Fossum had lived for 2 years. Her eyes were bruising black. Her lip and upper palate were badly cut. Her right arm was broken. She was alive.
She looked like she went 4 or 5 rounds with Muhammad Ali.
Beverly McPherson recalls the day Fossum returned from the hospital. McPherson is a registered nurse who supervised nurse assistants at Claremont Place.
Her eyes were just swollen masses she could barely open.
The lone nurse assistant on Fossum's floor that night said Fossum fell. But McPherson and other Claremont Place staff suspected abuse. Less than 3 weeks later, Fossum died of dehydration. She was unable to take much food or water through her swollen mouth. A Los Angeles County coroner could not rule out assault and called the manner of death undetermined. McPherson is resolute.
Oh, I'm 100% convinced she didn't fall out of bed. 100%. If you saw this woman's face, I mean, her entire face was beaten to a pulp.
Emergency room nurses who treated Fossum at a nearby hospital also suspected abuse. The hospital quickly notified the California Department of Public Health, the agency responsible for decertifying nurse assistants who violate standards of care. But internal documents obtained by the Center for Investigative Reporting show department investigators shelved Fossum's case for 6.5 years.
Well, you know what? I can't say specifically why that happened. I can just give you ideas of how it could happen.
Brian Woods led the Department of Public Health's Southern California office at the time. Woods says Fossum's case and others languished there because of a sprawling backlog of hundreds of complaints and too few investigators who could handle complex cases. Woods blames higher-ups in Sacramento for that.
You bring me down here, you put me over 10 counties. 10 counties, including Los Angeles and Orange, San Diego, right? How many investigators do you give me? Do you give me 10, one for each county? No. Do you give me at least 2 for LA County? No. You give me 7 investigators for 10 counties, okay? That's what you give me. That's called government math.
Woods left his position in 2008. Officials with the Department of Public Health say they've increased staffing and made improvements to their procedures. Ron Chapman, head of California's Department of Public Health, says he has not heard of Fossum's case.
It sounds absolutely horrible. We should be doing investigations on all complaints. If that's not occurring, that's a problem, and we need to address it. And I'll be looking into that case, absolutely.
Department investigators closed Fossum's case this year and determined no action was warranted against her caregiver. Chapman says cases closed under his watch are getting appropriate investigations, but he's willing to hear evidence that backlogged cases may have been mishandled.
I'm open to the possibility of those cases being reviewed. I think the key is how to identify those cases, if indeed they exist.
Oh, yes.
Grandma?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Grandma looks like Dad.
Yes.
Maybe Elsie looked like Grandpa's side of the family.
Back in Minnesota, Elsie Fossum's nieces and nephews look at photos of her.
And then we have the shot at the lake
Fossum's niece, Janet Flynn, says after the funeral, nursing home staff told them their aunt may have been a victim of elder abuse. 7 years later, they're no closer to understanding what happened to her. The family's calls and emails to state agencies and local police turned up little information. They say they've never heard from the Department of Public Health.
I would think this would be very chilling to anyone who has loved ones in a facility, especially if they're not immediately local like we weren't, and you think safeguards are in place and you think that staff are qualified and that this is being regulated, and this I find chilling.
This year, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department opened a homicide investigation into Elsie Fossum's death. Her caregiver is the sole person of interest. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
This story was co-reported by Ryan Gabrielson and produced with the Center for Investigative Reporting. For an interactive timeline chronicling Elsie Fossum's case, head online to californiareport.org. Tomorrow, we'll take a deeper dive into what's going on at the California Department of Public Health.